Okay, so we're talking about killing the lawn.
Yeah, you didn't tell me you were going to record this.
I don't know. I should just play that sound and just never upload. No one would notice.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Michelle would miss it.
Our one true fan.
Yeah. The support days are really long, aren't they, Michelle?
Support. Yeah, I guess I'm still working. Yeah, I don't know what I want to do.
What, your job or with your life or what?
Kind of both. Just haven't decided yet.
We're hanging on for like 10 more years.
Yeah.
And then we're retiring. We might keep working, but we're going to be a really nonchalant about coming into work.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need this job. You want to work overtime? Yeah, right.
It would just be fun to disappear for weeks at a time and come back. You've been missing for 3 weeks. I know. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm starting to think you don't want to work here. Oh.
Yeah, I've been thinking about just like going to Texas. Not because it's like my favorite state or anything, but just to go to Austin and just fucking live there and try comedy.
Yeah. There. You were saying that you could technically still work for the same company.
Yeah.
You could just transfer.
Yeah, I've looked into that. There really isn't too much to transfer. So I'm trying to like find, I've been looking at like remote jobs more than anything.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice if I could stay with the same company just because then I could keep all my shit.
Yeah. All your seniority, all the vacation. You wouldn't have to try and negotiate for all that crap.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a mistake I made when I took this job.
Yeah.
I had like 4 weeks vacation and the money was so great. I didn't even negotiate. I just said, yes. I should have said, and full vacation.
Yeah.
It's only have been an extra week, but you know, I missed that week.
Oh yeah. Especially if you've had it for a while and then it goes away.
Yeah. Well, at my previous job, I had so much vacation. I didn't know what to do with it all.
Yeah.
But even now that I have full vacation, I could use another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing, you know, when you live with somebody, I mean, it's no fun just going somewhere by yourself. It's a lot more fun to go with someone else.
Yeah. Well, the conversations are usually better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I go by myself someplace, it's just a lot of me talking to me, you know?
Yeah. Those are some of the best vacations, but they're still,
Yeah.
I like going away for a day or two, you know?
Yeah.
If I had to go somewhere for work for a few days, those are fun.
Yeah. Now I do like driving by myself just because it's a good place to work things out.
Yeah. Oh, I walk every day and basically talk to myself the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, my lips don't move usually. Maybe I need to get one of those earphone things so it looks like I'm talking on the phone to somebody.
Yeah. That's why I normally wear headphones when I walk, because then, you know, if I am going to talk to myself, it's like, oh, that guy's just singing.
Yeah.
The biggest thing about talking to yourself in public is really, you know, try and keep it to yourself and then, you know, try not to use a lot of like hand motions like you're having a conversation.
Yeah, no, Michelle is surprised like that because my internal monologue is usually a conversation. It's like I imagine I'm talking to somebody else, and that's just how my mind works.
Yeah.
Even if I'm talking to myself, it's like I'm having a conversation with myself and I'm imagining the responses.
Yeah.
That's just the way my mind works. I don't know. So it sounds like I'm on the phone talking to somebody. It would be very convincing.
Well, hey, since we both talk to ourselves, do you ever like worry about especially getting older, once, you know, we reach a certain point, you know, does the monologue just become, you know, public at that point?
I think at some point you just stop giving a shit. You stop trying to hide it. Just like I stopped caring about what I look like. I no longer try to dress to impress other punks.
Yeah.
I gave up on that when I was in college.
I didn't realize you were doing that.
Oh, yeah. I wore the black leather jacket in the middle of the summer. That wasn't a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I had all the cool band t-shirts and I tried to pick out the right ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I spent 5 minutes on my wardrobe, you know, not like 3 hours, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you were wearing khakis and stuff all the time. I mean, it was just t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was real careful when I was picking out like what band and which shirt. Once I had them, I mean, I just threw them in a laundry hamper and picked them out at random.
Yeah.
But I mean, when I was picking out my wardrobe, I was careful.
Yeah. Man, no one's going to steal my Vinnie Vincent invasion shirt.
They might. Everything's gone up.
Poor King Diamond. He's still waiting. He's like, I'm ready for this research.
Yeah. That's got to be terrible. I mean, he kind of kickstarted the whole like Swedish death metal thing and then got left behind by it almost immediately.
Oh. It's
too normal for the weird people and too weird for the normal people.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy is 65 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was curious to see how old he was. 65. And he's still active.
Yeah. So I guess that kind of leads us to the 90s nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Limp Bizkit is touring again.
Yeah, and what's weird is that it's not like we're nostalgic for the early 90s now. It's like they're pushing the 90s as a whole.
Yeah.
Is what I've noticed. Ever since, I don't know, I just, in the last month, I kind of twigged onto this idea that, oh yeah, the 90s are big now. I'm like, really? And I start seeing like Spice Girls. I know it's just because suddenly I became aware of it. So now I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing nostalgia for the late 90s, not just the early 90s. You know, it's not just 92.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, grunge is big, but, you know, people are getting excited about Limp Bizkit all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, those guys need money as well.
Yeah.
You know, I just wish Limp Bizkit would embrace it more and, like, name their tour, like, you know, Single Dad Con or something like that.
Yeah.
But a part of me almost wants to go to an Limp Bizkit concert just to see what the demographic is now.
Well, you could probably tell. It was probably...
well, I mean, you're
going to look as bad as Fred Durst did back in the 90s.
Yeah. Because you're going to have a mix of, you know, like people that are just discovering them. the mix of people that have been there the whole time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Could you imagine? Let it go.
Could you imagine how lame that would be? Like, oh, Dad, your music collection is really awesome. I'd be one of the lamest kids ever. Now, if kids are discovering it because their parents hated Limp Bizkit back in the day, that would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like, this band sucks. But, you know, the thing about Limp Bizkit is it's very easy to make fun of them. I mean, for good reason.
Yeah. Well, they weren't in on the joke.
Yeah. But there is like a from a, I don't know, I guess if you want to be fancy and say a musicality aspect, like some of the stuff that Wes Borland does and creates on his fucking guitar is, that's insane. But mm-hmm. it's still Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever listened to one of their songs the whole way through.
Yeah, I mean, I've the last time I've like listened to a Limp Bizkit all the way through had to be, it's well over 10 years.
Yeah. I don't know. I just saw the image, the attitude. It just didn't strike a chord with me. In fact, even when I was younger, even when I was the target demographic, I would not have liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a very weird fan base.
Yeah.
Or like guy, it just seems like a lot of guys still drinking energy drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, energy drinks and Limp Bizkit. Yeah, I mean, the only person that I can think off the top of my head that really likes Limp Bizkit is there's a comic I know, but he's autistic as well, and he's a Limp Bizkit fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could actually see Insane Clown Posse before I would get into Limp Bizkit, because they're kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Insane Clown Posse is definitely, I would definitely say a little better.
Yeah.
Just because of that reason. It's like, all right, this is ridiculous, but we're still going to go with it.
Yeah. It's like, this was a good idea when we first started it. Now we're trapped. So we're going to have fun with it.
Yeah, they actually remind, ICP reminds me of, like they started, they're like a child actor, you know, that, or like one, or that one actor that had a hit on a TV show, and the show was only on for like 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Or maybe even one. And they had like some catchphrase, and it's, but you know, like 40 years later, they're still going to conventions and shit because people still want their autograph.
Yeah.
That's kind of,
well, I know. Well, which is sadder, the people that are still going to conventions and milking that, or the people who are upset that they never lived it down and refuse to go to the conventions?
I don't know. I mean, I think if you're going, as long as that person has embraced it, I think if you're in that position, you have to embrace, it.
Yeah.
Even though it may drive you crazy, just because it can still be a living for you, or yeah. it always turns out bad for the people that try and fight that.
Like yeah.
They try and resist it for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you know how this works. I mean, just ride it out and milk that son of a bitch for all you can.
Yeah. Definitely the guy that played the skipper, Alan Hale, was a lot happier with it than Bob Denver that played Gilligan. But Gilligan never, Bob Denver never really wanted to be an actor in the first place.
Yeah.
He was a mailman and was living in California, and somebody suggested he try out for this role as a beatnik, which he had no interest in doing, but he did it on a lark and got the role. I think he basically played the same character on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
And then he was just through with it. Didn't want to be an actor. It's not like he wanted to be a Shakespearean actor. He wanted to be a mail carrier.
That's I can't imagine. Like, you know, I don't want to be at this Comic-Con. I'd rather be out delivering mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's going to make a comeback, even though I think he's dead.
Yeah. I think all of them are dead now.
Most of them, I would think.
Yeah, there might still be one. I think Mary Ann's dead. I think the original Ginger, the replacement Ginger, might still be alive.
Yeah.
Because the original Ginger wouldn't come back for any of the reunion specials.
Yeah.
I've probably spent more time reading about Gilligan's Island than I spent watching it. I know I watched it as a kid, because what else was there to do?
Yeah. But that was really the only thing on, too.
Yeah. TV 23 in West Virginia, they played anything they could get cheap.
Yeah.
I got to saw the same black and white crap shows that my dad didn't like when he was a kid.
Yeah. I always hated that show. I can never get into it.
It was one of those things that I really liked, but I was really young at the time.
Yeah.
It really was. I couldn't see adults watching it. You know?
Yeah.
If you didn't get into it at the right age, then a lot of kiddies, we've touched on this, 15 years ago on the podcast?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Some things when we were a kid have really held up. I mean, I could probably watch an episode of Muppet Babies right now and still enjoy it. Yeah. But then other stuff that I watched as a kid, if I had kids, I wouldn't allow them to watch it. It's like, why are you watching this crap?
Yeah.
Don't you have video games? All I had was Atari.
Yeah, Knight Rider is definitely one of those shows. You want to talk about a show that does not hold up well at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about the A-Team. I would probably not like it now, but
yeah,
other people might like it. It'd probably do good on Fox News.
Yeah, A-Team, I don't think that really held up as well either. It's one of the things you notice, like going back and watching all that, some of the shit is like, even the stuff that was supposed to be top of the line technology wise in the day, it just looks so dated.
Yeah. And I wonder how much of that is us and how much of it is the fact that we did live through this big revolution and it just, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that has something to do with it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, how much more, excuse me. I mean, I'm kind of used to change. I'm not one of those people that, swears to novelty, but I don't swear against it.
Yeah.
Like, I had no use for a cell phone until I realized that it was actually cheaper. Then I dropped my landline like a hot rock.
Yeah.
The same thing. My cell phone was acting funny, was no longer working because I dropped it too many times.
Yeah.
And I think I shorted it out somehow. And I plugged it directly into a power amp is what I did. And I think that shorted it. Anyway, yeah, capacitors are important. The my GPS also needed updating. They wanted like $50 for an update. And yeah, by the time I bought a cell phone and a GPS, I could just get a smartphone. So there you go. I got a smartphone and got rid of my GPS. And my dad still uses it.
Yeah.
It still needs an update.
He hasn't done the update, huh?
No. I don't even know that you can. The company's probably out of business.
Yeah. That could be true. Yeah, it's... I remember like when it was a big deal when you could actually like kill your landline and just have a cell phone.
Yeah. I was the first person to cut the cord, but that's not surprising given how little TV I watched.
Yeah, we haven't had cable for a while. Like occasionally we'll get every every few years because, you know, the game is like if you want cable, if you go through like DirecTV, they'll basically give it to you for free.
Mm-hmm.
almost for 2 years, then you cancel and do it again if you really want it that bad.
Yeah.
But it's like cable is just like horrific now.
Yeah. There's less and less money. So oddly enough, that means the kind of shows I like are the really low budget, weird stuff. Because they're desperate to fill hours. It's just, you know, some guy has a YouTube show. Hey, how would you like to do this on a real network?
Yeah.
So it's just one guy in his basement with an iPhone. Yeah, Weird Paul had an actual show that was broadcast on a local TV station for a while.
Yeah.
And he was just taking his YouTube videos that he shoots with a fucking camcorder. He edits it on a computer, but he still shoots on VHS.
It's nostalgia, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What's really weird is like Dinosaur Dracula, which was X Entertainment. This guy's been doing nostalgia for the 90s since the 2000s.
Yeah.
So he's probably looking at a big resurgence right now.
Ride that wave.
Did you see they have an A500 Mini coming out?
No.
Yeah, I think it's actually available for purchase now if it didn't sell out.
Yeah.
Although I'm waiting to see if they're going to do an A500 Maxi, which is, I mean, the A500 Mini, it just has like two USB ports on the back. So you can plug in a keyboard and a mouse and use it as a proper Amiga if you want.
Okay.
But the Maxi would be a full-size case with a built-in Amiga keyboard and everything. It still wouldn't take floppies. But the problem is I already have Amiga Forever on my PC, so I can play all these Amiga games. It might be nice to have something to actually plug into a TV.
Yeah.
But I'm just not that kind of hands-on person. I don't care about having... so many people talk about having original hardware, and they want to have physical games. Well, good for fucking you. I don't give a shit. I'm not a collector. I just want to play the fucking game. I don't care if there's a few drop frames or if there's a little bit of lag.
Well, fuck, you can, I mean, I wouldn't say maybe make a living, but you can have some serious like side income just by fucking doing like Nintendo, like a old NES system and just broadcast that like on TikTok and shit, and people watch it
on Twitch.
Yeah.
And I do watch things like that. I watch this one guy, You Can Beat Video Games, because he not only beats the video game usually on one life, or if not one life, then at least on one credit, you know, no continues. Yeah. But he tells you step by step exactly what to do. And the guy has a soothing voice, so it's fine to just have on the background while I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
I rarely actually watch it. It is, but it's kind of cool. It's like sitting over the shoulder of somebody that's really good at video games and he's telling you what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he cracks the occasional joke. It's, again, it's still more background. It's not something that I would sit there and be fascinated with unless it's a game I'm fascinated with.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just beat Sonic the Hedgehog last week. And I actually watched that one. Because it dawned on me, I never got more than maybe 2/3 of the way through the game, even with a game genie.
Yeah.
The later levels just aren't as good.
Yeah.
I'm not the only person to think that.
I haven't played Sonic in forever.
Yeah, they say the second one's supposed to be a lot better. Because it's more like the first level over and over and over. Because it was all about speed, but then the later levels, it turns it more into a Mario game with a lot of precision.
Yeah.
And it just, I never played Sonic 2 because I just was kind of bored with Sonic 1.
Yeah. Or Kirby. What was the one for Nintendo? Kirby?
I guess. I quit playing consoles around that time. I got my Amiga 500.
Yeah. Kirby.
Yeah, why would you play with Kirby when you could play Walker and just like fucking mow down Nazis?
Yeah, the good old days.
Right. Since this is going to be a short one, I'm going to skip ahead to the weird gift registry.
Okay, go ahead.
One of my cousins is getting married, so she has a gift registry on Amazon, and I bought her a cheese cutter. So I'm just thinking, like, what would be the strangest and the saddest places to have a gift registry?
Yeah. But you know, that cheese cutter, that's not a bad gift. That's actually a pretty good gift.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, it was on a registry, but that's something that someone would actually use, but it's not something that you would necessarily buy for yourself.
Yeah.
And it's small. It was fairly cheap. So it's easy to store, or if they just, you know, get rid of it, it's not a big loss.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you had a gift registry at like Dollar General, I mean, just a big hint, that would definitely be horrible.
I was thinking Dollar Tree. That's even worse.
Yeah. Is it worse? It would be a lot worse if not only if you had it at Dollar Tree, is if someone else set it up for you. That's just like an insult.
Yeah. You can get good stuff at Dollar Tree, but Dollar Tree is just novelty throwaway stuff. And most of the stuff that, like the pop that you can buy for a dollar, you can generally get it for like, you know, 80 cents at Walmart.
Yeah. And if you have a registry, if they give you a registry too at Harbor Freight Tools, they're definitely they're definitely trying to kill you.
Yeah. I was also thinking like Ollie's Outlet, but their inventory changes so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Ollie's and like Big Lots.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. All that shit's just always moving.
Yeah.
And so you can find good finds in there from time to time.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to know what it is. You kind of have to go in with a list and you kind of have to know what it sells for. My mom bought a tube of car polish at Ollie's Outlet. And then we went to Kmart across the street. And it was on sale for like 50 cents less.
Yeah.
So I just bought it at Kmart. Anyway, I was also thinking AutoZone.
Yeah.
Because when you need car repair parts, fine. But then all the stuff they sell at that are Pep Boys. Like you get like stick on graphics or something that just makes your car look so cheap.
Yeah. We have a fucking AutoZone and whatever the other one is called right next to each other practically.
Oh, they do that. It's just like CVS. Wherever there's a Rite Aid, CVS sets up across the street.
Yeah, or Walgreens.
Yeah. And they do that intentionally. You know, instead of trying to go to an underserved area, you have like three of them within two blocks of each other. And then you drive like half an hour away, none.
Yeah.
Why don't they space themselves apart so they could better serve?
Yeah, you would think that, but no.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they think they can make more money doing it this way, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you had to registry at like AutoZone, I don't think anyone would buy you shit.
Yeah.
Because all they would think about is, oh, he's just trying to fix up that 1989 Toyota Corolla.
Yeah. Well, even worse, it would be, you know, what would you pick at AutoZone? It'd probably be like a loud muffler or those stick-on graphics or things like that you don't really need.
Well, a case of oil is not cheap nowadays.
Yeah. But I mean, you could ask for that. I mean, I'm not talking about having one or two items at AutoZone. I'm talking about like $5,000 worth of gifts or something.
Yeah. A couple sets of tires.
Yeah.
Battery.
Yeah, I could understand if you're going to somewhere like Walmart that sells oil.
Yeah.
Anyway, another one I was thinking, a hearing aid story. Definitely for like those May-December romances.
Yeah.
I mean, she's registered at Tiffany's. He's registered at the hearing aid place.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
Yeah. Also, obviously a dildo shop.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say like Excitement Video or something, but to me that almost seems like too obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, but it has to be on the list.
Yeah.
How about, okay, well, we kind of, Tractor Supply and Harbor Freight are kind of the same, just with country music. How about a vape shop?
Oh, yeah, that would be horrific. Just, you know, the thing about vape shops, too, is like the use of space is terrible in a vape shop.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess it's, I mean, there's only so much you can do with vaping.
Yeah.
But every vape shop you see is, you know, they have a few cases and the rest of the store is completely like open and shit like that.
Yeah, which is why they have a comedy club in the one. Well, he moved, but.
Yeah. Hell, there's like if you go to that Boneyard at the Galleria, there's one in there too.
Yeah. I know I've been to a CBD store and it was the same thing because there's only so much merch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird business. I was always trying to equate that to, like, I couldn't think of, maybe, well, actually now that I think about it, maybe like a comic book store. Yeah. In like the 80s and 90s would almost be like the equivalent to what vape shops are today.
Yeah. I don't know. All the comic shops I was in were always jam-packed. Maybe I was just going to the wrong ones. I was going to ones that were actually run by... I was going to comic stores that are still in business.
Yeah. Well, I just meant like... it just seems like everyone would start that business. That would be a business they would start.
I do remember that. In the 90s, there was that huge comic book boom.
Yeah.
So there were comic shops everywhere.
Oh, no, you know, it's not, comic book store is another, but the video store.
Yeah.
That would have to be the equivalent of what the vape shop is today.
Yeah.
Because there were fucking video stores everywhere.
The guitar player from the Smithereens ran a video store for a while.
Yeah. Because There was like a tiny one that opened up in Shrewsbury, like in that one little like mall thing they had.
Oh, Spurge's, was it?
Yeah, I think that was that one.
Yeah.
And that lasted for a little bit, not too long. But yeah, they popped up everywhere. Or we had like some little corner shop start renting videos as well.
Yeah.
I guess that's the early days of Redbox.
Yeah.
That would be a terrible gift registry.
Yeah. All right. I guess we're nearing 10:30 now. Yeah. So I guess I'll just end with my biggest one.
Okay.
DUI Interlock Place. That would be the worst gift registry.
Or maybe someone gives you a coupon book. So if you have that breathalyzer on your car, this is a coupon book. So if you ever need your car started, I'll come out and blow into it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess drug rehab might be.
Yeah, it is 10:30. Yeah. I'm going to have to go.
All right. Well, we'll just mention that I cleaned my gutters the same day you cleaned yours. Because the weather was nice that day. Well, relatively. Okay, so this was Aggressive Couch 92, a short one.
Yes. All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.